Thanks for joining us on the Father's House Podcast, where we are bringing hope and impacting our community by leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus. We're so glad you're here, and wherever you're listening from, we believe your life can be transformed through this week's message. So let's jump right into it.
Hey, you know, it's Christmas Eve, of course, and traditionally, those of you know that my trainer always gives me Father's Day jokes and Christmas Eve jokes. And so tonight, I'll run just a couple. This is for the kids, all right? This is for us that are big kids. One today as we was working out. Yeah, we worked out on Christmas Eve. Here was a question. What do you call a Santa Claus without a GPS? A lost clause. I don't know how you view that one. Is that one pass? I don't know. It's hard. Oh, here's one. Brenda, you probably like this. Why is the Grinch such an excellent gardener? He has a green thumb. You got that right, all right. Hey, kids, when you came in tonight, you received a little gift like this, all right? Hold that. Don't open it. I need you to help me, okay? Because we're going to open this together. I've got one just like you, so I want you to be sure that you hold that. And we are just, and parents, I just want you to relax. This is a kid-friendly service. So if they make a little bit of noise, that's okay. All right? You all right? We were all kids at one time, regardless of how big we are now. All right? Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. And our hearts resound with love to see these kids worship you with all their heart. Sing songs that will change their life forever. Thank you for the adults, the grandparents, the parents that came tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. We pray that Travis and I tonight, when we share, that you'll help us to share exactly what we should share. Don't let us say anything we shouldn't say. And at the end of the service tonight, we pray more than anything else, Father, that you would be glorified, that your saints would be edified, and the devil would be terrified in the name of Jesus. I read a story about a young kid that was at the Christmas mall, and he had bought a gift for his dad, and somehow he lost that gift. And so he and his mom, he's crying, he's looking through his pockets, he's looking, they're trying to retrace their steps, they can't find the gift, and he's crying, and he says, "Dad's not going to receive a gift now. I know he won't have a gift again. It's my fault. How did I lose it?" And he's crying there at the customer service, and they can't find the gift. And finally, after a while, a person comes up from another store and says, "Excuse me, but is this yours? Is this your gift? Is this what you're looking for?" And the boy's eyes got so big, and he said, "Yeah, that's it. That's the gift that I bought for my dad." The interesting thing about that story is he didn't find the gift, but the gift found him. You see, and that's what Christmas is all about. We didn't find the gift, but the gift of Christmas, Jesus, found us. And some of us tonight are like that little boy. Maybe you lost your way. Maybe you've lost your joy. Maybe you lost your peace. Maybe you feel like you've even lost yourself, and you're feeling the full weight of that. And maybe you've said things like this: "It's all my fault. I should have known better. I really messed up. Why didn't I hold on tighter?" You see, but hear me tonight. Christmas isn't a story about us climbing to God, but Christmas is a story about God coming down to us through his son, Jesus. And so many people say, "Well, I'm going to do better. You know, we're moving to New Year's, and so I'm going to turn over a New Year's leaf. I'm going to do better." But we never get any better, right? Because, you see, we can't find our own way back to God. So he said, "I'm going to come to you." Here's what I know tonight. If you forget everything else, remember this. We didn't find the perfect gift. The perfect gift found us. Would you say that with me? We didn't find the perfect gift. The perfect gift found us. You see, you can't hide from this gift. And the gift doesn't give up on you. Other people may have given up on you, but the gift doesn't. The gift came looking for you. It's not an accident that you're here tonight. The gift, Jesus, brought you, he drew you. For whatever promise, somebody say, come tonight and I'll go buy you a sub afterwards. We'll go get you a donut. We'll do whatever. Or come and watch your kids. And for whatever reason you're here tonight, that's just here. But the real depth of that reason is God wanted you to hear. He wanted you to hear tonight. He wanted you to know that he's been looking for you. In this series that we've been doing for the last several weeks, the Titus chapter 2 verse 11 is our theme verse. And it says this, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. You say, grace, that's a term we hear a lot in religious circles. What does that really mean? Let me give you just a simple definition of grace so we're all on the even plane tonight, all right? Here it is. Biblical grace is God giving us what we could never earn at a cost we could never pay through a love that was fully poured out. Would you read that with me? Let's read it out loud. Biblical grace is God giving us what we could never earn at a cost we could never pay through a love that was fully poured out. Kids, you got your gift? Hold your gift up. All right, I want to see your gift. I'm going to make sure all of us kids got our gifts, all right? Hold your gift up. Now remember, I need you to help me. Don't open it yet, because if you open it up, you're going to mess up my whole teaching tonight, all right? So I'm asking you to help me preach tonight, because what's in your gift is going to be the whole summation of everything I'm talking about tonight. That's how much I trust you, all right? And what's interesting about this gift, you didn't have to come go searching for this gift tonight. No, somebody didn't say, somewhere in the building tonight is a little gift bag. Why don't you go looking for it? And you didn't earn it. Because you were good today, nobody said, because you were good today, we're going to give you this gift. But when you came in tonight, somebody just gave you this gift. That's just like grace, isn't it? Here's the first point that I have tonight. We have just a couple of points. Here's point number one. Let grace find you. We were lost, but the gift found us. Wherever you are tonight, let grace. I was going to read the story from the Bible, but I thought since we have so much of us kids in here and we all love great theologians, I thought I would let this theologian tell us the story. Watch this video.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
True, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what
Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. The shepherds were the outcasts of society. Notice that the angels didn't show up at the president's house, didn't show up at the banker's house, he didn't show up at the religious house, showed up to a bunch of people who were working in the field at night, that nobody wanted anything to do with. And notice, they weren't praying. And then the angels came. They weren't worshiping. They weren't doing anything spiritual. They were just working their shift in the dark, on the night shift, out in the fields. They weren't looking for God, but God was looking for them. And he appeared to the shepherds. And the shepherds were ordinary, tired, overlooked people. And he came to them. You may be sitting here tonight and you're thinking, I'm the least of whom that God would search for. But I'm going to tell you this. If you're the only person left on the planet of the earth and everybody else was saved and you had never given your heart to the Lord, he wanted to be sure that you had an access to get to him and spend eternity with him. He would have still found you where you are, and he's looking for you tonight. See, grace doesn't look for perfect people. Whew. Thank God, right? Grace meets us in the most imperfect places. Grace shows up in hospital rooms, lonely houses, busy malls, in seasons of stress, in moments of failure. Grace always finds us. You don't have to find your way back to God. God finds his way to where you are. Listen, if God just wanted to find you, he could have sent an angel. If he wanted to just locate you, he could have sent a prophet. If he wanted to do any of those, but he didn't. He wanted to save you, redeem you. And so he sent a savior. You see, grace doesn't rescue us. Grace restores us to what God intended for us to be. Tonight, grace reaches down into the darkness of your life where you are, and grace finds the broken areas of our life, and grace begins to make the broken area whole. Well, I need help with point number two. Captain Travis of the police department, would you come and share with us? Give him a hand as he comes.
Can you just feel the excitement of these kids here earlier? Did such a great job, and I remember being young and waiting for tomorrow morning. Felt like an eternity overnight, right, to get there and rip those packages open. And got a couple here can attest to it. You know, you go through those packages and you try to find the perfect one, the one that you wish for, the one you probably didn't deserve, right? And socks, underwear, until you got to that one that you had been waiting for. So as you get into being an adult and you get a little older, gifts start to mean a little bit more to you. Right, there's a little bit more value to those gifts. And I'll tell you, recently, one of the most valuable gifts I received was a shellback certificate from my grandfather from World War II. And for those of you who aren't familiar, shellback is what you receive when you cross the equator. And he received his during wartime in 1942, and he was in the South Pacific. It was very active back then. And so the value isn't in the hand-painted certificate or the calligraphy. The paper, right? The value isn't actually what it represents and what it means. And to me, for my family, it means a lot. Now, that thing is on a ship, right? During wartime, it came back in a sea bag. It was in an office. It was in a residence. It went to my uncle and finally made itself to me. And so I put a lot of stock and I put a lot of value in that. And so with that being said, I don't dare bring it here today. But I could put it in a safe. I could lock it up, but I don't. I put it out in the home. So when people come over and they take a look and they see and they ask questions about it, they want to know what it means. And I get a chance to actually explain what it means to me. And isn't that grace? Yes. Right? Don't we have that opportunity? Yes. And so I'm not comparing my grandfather to Jesus by any means, but I'm talking about the meaning behind that gift. And isn't it funny how that, you know, some things we can never do for ourselves. Somebody came before us and did something for us that we can never repay. And so as PT stated again, what grace is, it's something that I don't deserve, could never afford, and was fully poured out for me. Grace is undeserved. It's unearned. It's unrepayable. There's no partial portion of it. It's fully poured out. God didn't put anything in reserve. He doesn't say, well, let me give you a little bit now, and if you're good with that, grace, I'll give you a little bit more. That's not how it works. It's not on a gift card that expires. Anybody find an old gift card and go to use it and realize, yeah, that's that's tough, right? There's no expiration on that grace that he has for you and for your life. And maybe you're standing here and you're saying to yourself, you know, how could a God love me and everything that I've been through? Let me tell you, in past, present, and future, when he died upon that cross, he took on your sins. And that grace extends to you no matter what. So grace says yes. Grace says forgiven. Grace says you're loved, and grace says you're welcome. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and I'll be the first one to tell you. Coming up here tonight, I'll be honest, I don't feel worthy to stand up here in front of you and tell you. That's the lies of the devil. That's the lies of the enemy that's coming. So you might be sitting in that crowd here, and you might look around, and you might have seen the joy on everybody's face, and you might have seen how they have worshiped, right, and feel that maybe you don't belong here. But let me tell you, through the years, I've tried to fill that gap in my life and that hole in my heart with things. Busyness, career success, alcohol, substances, no matter what it is. There's not a person in this room to the left or to the right of you who hasn't experienced the same thing on some level. And so tonight, we look on grace. Had a good friend tell me one time, tonight doesn't fix tomorrow's problems. And that really made sense to me. Finally clicked. And so I spent so much time trying to fill it with all these other things. And I can tell you, you're going to run and you're going to continue to do that in your life. And you might be sitting here feeling the same way. But as I filled those holes with those substances or with the busyness, right, I pushed myself further and further away from the Spirit. And so you might be sitting here today numb and say, I don't feel God. I was in the same boat. It wasn't until I realized that His grace was enough for me and that I accepted and opened that door for the Lord to come into my heart and to start to work on things. You see, there's a room in your heart that you don't have access to right now. You ever walk into a hoarder's house or watch the hoarders on the news or on TV? And you got to kind of tiptoe and get yourself sideways. And maybe that's you. Maybe that's what you feel like. You've just cluttered it with so much stuff to fill that emptiness. Maybe it's through people. Maybe it's through vacations experience. But I tell you, there's a room in your heart that only the Lord has access to. And He's standing outside right now at your front door, and He's asking you to come in. He's not going to force His way in. He's a gentleman. He's going to allow you to do that and allow you to open that, and it's going to allow you to, you make that decision for you. And so, as we spoke, tonight doesn't fix tomorrow's problems. But I will tell you, there was one time in history where it actually did work out. And there was one night and there was one time, and it was when Jesus hung on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. And through that act, for you, willfully, He took care of your sins. And it did take care of tomorrow. It took care of eternity. It took care of your future. And so maybe you're sitting here, and it's been a while. And you've held on to grace, or maybe you've been awarded it, or you've thought about it so many times that it's an old gift that you just keep getting. Or maybe you haven't opened it in quite some time. Let me explain to you. You as a person are healed and revealed every single day. Your cells, they replace themselves, right? Your hair on your head, and I'm getting a little thin, continues to grow. How do you think I grow my crazy mustache, right? Yeah? What I'm saying is the person that you were before isn't the person that you are now, down to a structure, a molecular unit. So if you can get that into your mind and you can open your heart for the Lord, and watch the change that can happen for you. And so, while on the cross, Jesus was offered wine mixture with myrrh. And He let that cup pass so that He could feel. So that He could feel. He took on all of our sins, the abandonment, the brokenness, the pain that He went through. And it wasn't the crown of thorns or the beatings that was the worst part about it. It was the separation from His Father, the abandonment that He felt, the isolation, the rejection that He had to feel, that He took on so that we don't have to feel that, so that we can live in freedom. If we accept that free gift of grace and continue to move on another day. And so again, if you're here and it's just been a while since you've opened up that gift of grace. I want to pray for you. I want you to remember that it is here, that it is extended to you for all those who believe. And maybe you're sitting in here and you're that person that I was, and you're numb to the Spirit. I want you to now realize that if you don't understand anything else of what's happening today from this message, that there is an awesome creator. There's an awesome man, there's an awesome being named Jesus who came over 2,000 years ago. And he humbled himself in the womb of a virgin, and he's born in a manger where animals feed. And he lived a blameless life, a sinless life. And he was persecuted, and he was mocked. And he knew he was doing all that for you, a sinner like me. And he willfully did it, and he humbly did it, and he would do it again all over. And so if you're here and you haven't accepted that free gift of grace, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm not going to do anything to embarrass you. I know we've got a mixed crowd today, and I'm humbled to be up here and to give the opportunity. So if that's you here and you've never invited the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, in just a second, I want you to just raise your hand for me. Make eye contact with me. I'm not going to embarrass you. Just slip your hand up and right back down. I see you, sir. I see you back here. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, I want everybody to pray this prayer with me. Nobody should have to do this alone. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank you for never leaving me. I thank you for coming here and taking on my sins so that when my time comes, I can stand in front of my Creator and I can have you as the counselor to say that I've been redeemed. Thank you, Lord. I accept this free gift of salvation. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow. That's right. Kids, it's time. You got your gift. All right. I need your help now. Let's open it up. All right. Now's the time, kids. Open up your gift. And when you open up your gift, tell me what's on the inside. A baby in a manger. A baby Jesus. Wow, what you got? You got a baby in a manger. Hold him up high. Let me see him. Jesus, baby Jesus in a manger. That's right. You see, Christmas isn't about what's under the tree. It's about who came to the manger. Jesus is God's gift to you. Listen to me, kids. Listen to this. You've heard this phrase before. Say it with me. Jesus wants to be my forever friend. Jesus wants to be my forever friend. And listen, adults, doesn't leave you off the hook. Jesus was laid in a manger. As Travis said, lived a sinless life, died on the cross for your sins and my sins. Wow. So here's what we're going to do, guys. John, I forgot my phone. Would you bring me my phone, please? I need my phone. Smile real big, everybody. I'm going to take your picture. No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to take your picture. That scripture we read earlier about Titus 2 and 11, for grace has appeared. The Greek word there appeared is that there was total darkness, then all of a sudden a light came. So in just a few minutes, here's what we're going to do. Those of us kids that have the gift, we're going to hold the gift up high. And those of you that are adults, you're going to take out your phone. You're going to turn on your flashlight, okay? You know where that is? Turn on your flashlight. And we're going to dim the house lights. And when we dim the house lights, then we're going to hold up our cameras, our phones. It'll be our lights. And we're going to let our lights shine into the world, all right? So we can go ahead and you can go ahead and dim the house lights. Kids, let's hold up our gift. All right, let's let your light shine. Listen, just let them shine. Look at that. And that beautiful. Now, as you continue to do that, let me tell you what's going to happen. As you leave tonight, outside there's going to be a bag about this big. And it's going to be full of nice little gifts and stuff. And it says on the back, as you work this Christmas, know that you're loved by us and by Jesus at the Father's house. And each family, if you'll pick up one of these bags, on your way home, stop by 7-Eleven, one of our first responders. Just stop in and say, hey, it's Christmas Eve. You're working. Thank you for serving our community. And I just wanted to give you a gift and let you know how much that Jesus loves you. And so be sure to do that tonight as you leave. And would you mind standing up, letting your light shine, and let's worship with our team this evening as we sing this song together. Oh, let us adore him.
Adore him, oh come, let us adore him, oh come, let us adore. Sound great, every voice in this place, sing, oh, come, let us adore him. 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 Christ.
Joining us. If you said that prayer and surrendered your life to Jesus, it's the best decision you will ever make, and we would like to celebrate with you. We have some tools to help you on your journey. Simply text DECIDED to 352-329-2301. That's 352-329-2301. Join us next time as we continue to love God, love people, and make disciples.